Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 15, Mishnah 10. The Mishnah is talking about a situation where a woman and her husband travel to a faraway country. When they leave, her husband has no brothers. Then she comes and says, Nitin li yavam in Medina Sayam, you should know that my mother-in-law had a baby boy while I was in Medina Sayam in a faraway country. And she continues, and Amra, she says, Meis ba'ali v'achakach meis yavam, you should know my husband died, but so did my husband's brother. Or she said, Yevami v'achakach bali, that my husband's brother died, and then my husband died. Regardless of what, I'm permitted to get married. Nemenes, she's believed. Why is that? Because we have a very famous rule in Shas called Apesha Asar, Hu Apesha Hitir, which means to say, if the reality of prohibition was created by a woman, then she also has the belief and credibility to remove that reality of prohibition. So here she says her husband had a brother. Right away that prohibits her to get married to anybody because he has to do Yibum. Then she says, her husband died. So that since she was the one that brought the prohibition, she also has, her husband's brother died, therefore she also has the ability to take away the prohibition. Similarly, she traveled with her husband, as well as her husband's brother, to a faraway country. She comes back, and she says, you should know my husband died. And afterwards, my husband's brother died. Or she said, Yivami v'achakach bali, that my husband's brother died, and then my husband dies, regardless of what I'm permitted to get married. In this case, Einon Emenes. In this case, she's not believed. Because since when she went to Medina Sayam, there was a Yavam, her husband had a brother. And therefore, her Chazaka, her last known status was, that if her husband were to die, she even would have to be performed by her husband's brother. Therefore, she doesn't have any Nemanas. She's not the one that asked her. She's not the one that prohibited. Therefore, she doesn't have the ability to take away the prohibition and say that she's permitted. The Mishnah explains, because a woman doesn't have the belief or the credibility to say, oh, my husband's brother died, and therefore I could get married. By her own husband, she is believed. Why? Because if, let's say, she's lying, there's going to be tremendous consequences. But when she just randomly says her husband's brother died, there's no belief in that situation. Similarly, she's also not believed to say her sister died, that she now should be permitted to marry her sister's husband. Similarly, a man is not believed to say, my brother died, so I can do Yibum, because maybe he just wants to marry his brother's wife. Similarly, he's not believed to say that my wife died, so I can marry her sister. Again, because in all these cases, there's no consequences in case he lies. However, she lies. However, when she says that her husband died, since there's consequences, therefore the halacha is she's believed. Let's see one more Mishnah. Chapter 16, Mishnah Av, Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah begins. Isha shalach baala v'tzarasa l'medina sayam. A woman that her husband and her co-wife went to a Medina Sayam. And when they left, her husband had no children from his co-wife, from her co-wife. Obo v'amurlan, then they told her, Meis baal, you should know your husband died. Lo tinase. She can't get married. Why? Because perhaps her husband's wife didn't have any children, the co-wife didn't have any children, so therefore she has to fall to Yibum to her husband's brother. Also, but her husband's brother can't do Yibum, because we don't know, maybe the co-wife who's not here is pregnant, and if so, if she's pregnant, there's no Yibum, because there's going to be offspring, there'll be a child. Let's say a woman whose husband died without any children, and without any brothers, and she has a mother-in-law who lives very far away in a different side of the world, and she doesn't know, maybe her mother-in-law had a child, and therefore she has to fall to Yibum. Says the Mishnah, Einach Hashes, we don't assume that her husband's mother had a baby, and therefore there's a brother, and the Yibum has to be done. However, says the Mishnah, Yatsa Mileya, let's say her mother-in-law left her Medina Sayam, and she was pregnant. Hasheshes, in that situation, we're suspect that maybe her mother-in-law had a child, and she needs Yibum. Rabbi Yeshua says, Einach Hasheshes, we're not suspect, because there's two sveikas, there's two doubts. Number one, maybe her mother-in-law never had a child. She had, and even, you know what that means to say, maybe the child was a miscarriage and the child was never born. And even if she'd say she did, maybe she had a girl. And if she had a girl, there's no Yibum. Therefore, the halacha is we're not suspect and she's permitted to get married. Wishing you a fantastic last day of Hanukkah and a wonderful rest of your week.